Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up today, Owen Schroyer and Hotep Jesus will be co-hosting for the balance of the broadcast. But the first 30 minutes, I'm going to cover some very, very positive news on multiple fronts, and also some very, very negative, serious news so we can all identify the enemies of humanity and be aware of their activities and work together to stop them. And if we've shown one thing, it's that when humanity knows about a problem, we come together and we defeat it. Only by suppressing the truth can these true agents of evil continue to expand their control. All right, here's some of the good news. We'll come back from break and lay it all out in more detail. The Democratic Party had a large coalition of 30-plus prominent Democrats in the House of Representatives come out yesterday and have a press conference and send a letter to the puppet Joe Biden, pointing out to him that in national polls, 80-plus percent of Americans bipartisanly are against the war in Ukraine, and even more against the escalating war. And in national polls, 99% of humanity is sane and does not want thermonuclear war. So 80 to 85% don't want war, 99% do not want nuclear war. Seems like pretty common sense to me. And so now finally, thanks to Democrat, liberal, classical type liberal supporters going out and protesting, not just the squad, but other members of the Democratic Party, and confronting Pelosi, confronting Biden and others on their warmongering, they are now having to back off of this. And the Democratic coalition that's now starting to go public and speak out, particularly this Democrat coalition in the House, is demanding that the funding for the war rapidly be cut off, and that only humanitarian aid be given, and that the United States pressure NATO and Putin to come to the table with a peace deal. That is certainly a good idea on so many fronts, not just nuclear war, not just energy prices being out of control, not just a lot of the food out of Russia and Ukraine not getting shipped or not getting even grown or picked, and not to mention all the fertilizer problems with about a third of the world's fertilizer coming out of Russia. All of that compounding, there's also the issue of how this war could again be used as the pretext with a false flag to basically have a wider war as the smokescreen for an expansion of the Great Reset. There's obviously a lot of other big facets to this, but this just shows that just 6 months ago, when this war had already been going on for several months out in the open, now an open, not just proxy war, but really de facto war with Russia, there was hardly anybody publicly protesting or criticizing or speaking out against it. But now across the board, from populist conservatives like Buchanan to populist leaders like Joe Rogan and, of course, Tucker Carlson and myself and many others, and, of course, the general public, we have gotten the snowball rolling bigger and bigger downhill. And so it shows that resistance to this type of tyranny is not futile, but we've got to stay vigilant and really push hard, because when the globalist deep state realizes that the public's turning against them, which is now happening, and actually getting off their butts and getting politically, culturally engaged, they are absolutely set to stage a false flag. When Russia warns that NATO is getting ready to stage a dirty bomb false flag or other false flags, I believe them. The NATO coalition has been telegraphing this red line, warning Russia's going to do it. That way people believe it when they blame it on Russia. But Russia doesn't have a motive, as they would say in Latin, qui bono, or who benefits. So Russia is already basically losing this war, and bringing in NATO officially, or this, quote, multinational coalition that's already massed in and around Ukraine and Russia into the war, would hasten their defeat. When Russia's waiting for the winter to come to put pressure on Europe and European population to demand a peace deal. So Russia has no motive. The globalists have all the motives. And that's why we're at such a dangerous point right now, because the New World Order agenda is in a lot of trouble. And this is the time of false flags. Plus, the deep state Dems are about to lose the election big in the midterms. So keep your eyes peeled. We'll be right back. We're in the season of the false flag. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, back in stock, it's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information.
Thank you for joining us on this live original edition of the Alex Jones Show. It is Tuesday, October 25th, 2022, and we've got a lot of really good news and also some very, very bad news as well. Let me break down some of what's coming up. Next segment, I want to lay out a very important article that details the system of elite capture and the fact that if populations are aware of elite capture and how it operates, we can come together and defeat it. If we are not aware of elite capture and who the elites are, we don't have a chance in Hades, a snowball's chance in hell. So who's most powerful? CCP, Hollywood, the people who control the Pentagon, oil and energy sector. What is the most powerful elite capture organization on the planet? We'll be covering that coming up next segment and tying it into the amazing leaders we're seeing emerge nationally and regionally in Canada, like Alberta's Premier Danielle Smith, who is coming directly out against the WEF, the forced injections, and the New World Order. We're also going to look at who is funding the Stop Oil Extinction Rebellion. We'll also be looking at the DeSantis-Crist debates that have been taking place. Megyn Kelly's sister died of a heart attack at 58. Hillary Clinton's basically calling for a civil war, claiming Republicans are going to steal the midterms and the general election. She can say it, but you can't say they try to steal. And so much more here today. But the first thing I wanted to hit was some of this next-level gaslighting taking place from the puppet Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and other globalist operatives. Now, there's too many clips of this to play them all, but we're just going to play two right now, back to back. Here is Biden yesterday saying that energy prices have gone down under his presidency, even though they have doubled on average in the last 23 months. Of the occupied government that we've had since they got into office. Technically, he got in there 21 months ago, but he got elected by fraud 23 months ago. And then the next clip is another short clip. It's Pelosi saying that inflation is not a big deal because it's happening all over the world. Well, yeah, central banks are coordinated in how they're doing this, but that people aren't concerned about inflation here. People are concerned about the cost of living going up, which is the main indicator of inflation. So this is the definition of gaslighting. It's like throwing somebody in the ocean and saying the ocean doesn't exist, or throwing somebody in a lake and saying water isn't wet, or pointing at the sun at high noon and saying the sun isn't yellow. I mean, these people are next level. And you watch this, you think, well, they're just senile. They're just idiots. No. The press secretary is saying it. They're all doing it. They're using psychological warfare to overwhelm you and condition you to just tune out and then see everything as basically propaganda, so you're unable to separate truth from fiction and basically make people give up or break your will. Don't let them break your will. Here, again, is Biden and Pelosi gaslighting the American people.
By bringing down the cost of everyday things they have to work their families through. It's not just food and energy, which is critical. We brought down the cost of energy.
And the fact is that when I hear people talk about inflation, as I heard him there, we have to change that subject. Inflation is a global phenomenon.
Yes.
The EU, the European Union, the UK, the British have higher inflation rate than we do here. It's not, the fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
And it's essential to understand that not only are they lying to us about inflation being a problem and causing cost of living to go up, but they are also not telling you that they're the ones that have openly bragged they would shut off and curtail U.S. industry. Need I lay out some of the examples? Turning off pipelines, killing oil and gas drilling permits, trying to restrict exports of our oil, which is also good for industry, at every level trying to shut down U.S. industry. That's the goal. Bring us to our knees through siege, through economic warfare. People really are waking up to this gaslighting and brainwashing. Now let's play a clip from last night on MSNBC where they had a town hall in Western Pennsylvania and tried to project guilt onto the Pennsylvanians for January 6th. The MSNBC host got shredded. Here's the clip.
Mastriano was at the insurrection and he was photographed breaching one of the restricted areas. Is that okay?
Which area? Because I saw a video where Capitol officers were taking away barriers and unlocking
doors.
People. So, they
opened the gates.
So it shouldn't be disqualifying for an elected official
participate
in January 6th?
He didn't strike anybody. He didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah. And the only one that died was a protester there, not a Capitol police officer.
An unarmed female veteran.
That's the only one that died.
That's the only one who died.
A police officer did die.
No.
That's not caused by that. That's because he shouldn't have been a police officer. It was one woman.
So what do you make, though, overall of January 6th? I mean, it was watching that footage. It was pretty disturbing. I mean, there were people throwing excrement at the walls, and it was the Capitol.
It looked a lot like Antifa's action.
Yeah, it looked a lot, except on a much smaller scale. It looked the same as the Black Lives Matter riots.
That's what I saw, the similarities to
me. Minneapolis burns. Kenosha burns.
But so it's okay just because one side that you disagree with.
I'm saying Antifa infiltrated.
It's good for one, it's good for the other.
Anybody who harms anybody, anybody who caused property destruction, that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah,
but if you're there making your voice heard at the people's house, no less, that's, again, it's a fundamental constitutional right of an American citizen. And people should not be being held political prisoner because of it.
For misdemeanors. That's East Germany tactics.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
It was an actual fiery but mostly peaceful protest. And the other ones that were the opposite.
Was the protest legitimate in your eyes?
Administration, I feel like, is using it as their Reichstag fire.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're using it as.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's move to the giant awakening that's taking place in Florida. Polls a few years ago had DeSantis down by 12 to 15 points, but he won by a hefty margin. Now those same polls that we know are oversampling Democrats show him winning between 10 and 15 points against Crist, the old donkey, as he calls him. Here's a short clip from the debate last night where DeSantis brings up the fact that children can't get tattoos or can't buy alcohol or join the military for that matter, but they can have their breast chopped off.
You're a 15-year-old. You can't go get a tattoo in the state of Florida, yet we're saying you could get a double mastectomy. Of course not. It is inappropriate to do this for minors, and in Florida, we are not going to allow that to happen.
Not just Americans, but people across the world are waking up to the threat of the globalist, of the corporate anti-free market scientific dictatorship that's being set up to control our world. Another example of this is a big, important story on InfoWars.com with the headline, Democrats in Panic Mode. And it lays out countless polls and examples of where they even themselves admit they're in deep trouble. That's why Hillary Clinton has come out and said Republicans are planning to not just steal the midterms, but steal the general election coming up in 2 years. They know there is a massive political realignment against them, and they are trying to set the stage to try to steal the election. And if we question their theft, well, we're criminal terrorists. But they, if they're unable to steal it, are planning to then claim that we stole it. This is the upside-down world we live in. Now, I want to hit elite capture. It's a very important concept. It's a fact in history. And as people begin to learn about it, every different corrupt faction is in deeper and deeper trouble. But before we go to break, I want to thank listeners for your incredible support. You can see that InfoWars is the globalist number one enemy because we're over the target. And when you support the broadcast, you couldn't be supporting a more important organization in this fight. So please, there's only a few days left in the biggest sale of the year. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get up to 60% off with promo code 1776. All the items are at least 40 to 50% off, but with promo code 1776, an additional 10% off on top and double Patriot points. We've got to end the sale in a few days. In fact, it's got to be over by Friday. DNA Force Plus, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, X3, they are all 60% off with the promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back to the special Tuesday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Let's break down an extremely important concept that everybody knows is real. You see it every day in your life, you read about it in the history books, and that is elite capture. Very important article at townhall.com. Elite capture, what it is and how it threatens America's future. Now, the important part of this article delves on the CCP. And how they own 4 of the 6 big Hollywood studio production houses, and how they're allied with the left and big tech and the Democratic Party to sow social discord, crime, racial division, transgenderism, pedophilia, all of it. The very garbage being funded here in the U.S. by the CCP is illegal in their country because they know it undermines and destroys society. It's that simple. So we all know that the CCP is one of the dominant forces in the world, allied with the left, trying to demoralize and break the will of the American people. But specifically when we look at Hollywood itself, yes, China owns the majority interest in the big production studios. But the individuals running Hollywood make extremely good bedfellows with the CCP because they hate America. The left hates America. And they hate any type of cohesiveness in America that can bring us together, because if we stand together, we are basically undefeatable. It's always been said that America could not fall from without. It could only fall from within. And it's very important to understand that the CCP's elite capture of the universities, the Democratic Party, most of the major corporations, they're buying up the land, is an alliance with the European Union, with the private central banks, with the WEF and Hollywood, and it is the elites within all these different power structures that meet at the World Economic Forum and at other globalist confabs to combine their power for total elite capture. And that's why this clip of one of the up-and-coming big leaders in Canada is so important. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, in speech after speech, has pointed out the shots are dangerous. They shouldn't have forced them on people. They should bring back government workers that were fired for not taking it. The big pharma should be investigated. And that the World Economic Forum is openly bragging with a bunch of billionaires how they've taken over major governments of the world. She's calling out the main organization that organizes the different factions of elite capture groups into one unified front against humanity. And as I've hammered and hammered and hammered, as we begin to identify these groups and organizations, it's the beginning of the end of their new world order, because they can't get away with the shadow government corporate system if we the people are aware.
Yes, I find it distasteful when billionaires brag about how much control they have over political leaders, as the head of that organization has. And I think that that is offensive. The people who should be directing government are the people who vote for them. And the people who vote for me and for my colleagues are people who live in Alberta and who are affected by our decisions. And so, quite frankly, until that organization stops bragging about how much control they have over political leaders, I have no interest in being involved with them. My focus is here in Alberta, solving problems for Albertans with the mandate from Albertans.
Now, let's delve deeper into the organizations and groups that are part of this globalist New World Order, Great Reset, elite capture system. There's a big article up on Infowars.com. Who is funding Stop Oil? Stop Oil is the group blocking highways, blocking factories, blocking other systems like trains, airports, and dousing masterpiece paintings like Van Gogh's sunflowers with cans of potato and tomato soup, and then being given media support for it. When you go into who actually funds Stop Oil, oh, guess what? It's the Gettys made their money in oil. It's British Petroleum. It's major banking corporations and major media corporations like Disney, because they're part of a larger plan, because they control the energy to start curtailing and cutting energy off and charging you more for it to cut your standard of living. This is basic siege. This is classic warfare. It's another great example. Last week, there was in the Gateway Pundit, where there's been a big formula shortage, as you know, here in the United States, because of government regulations and supply chain breakdowns. And so there are a lot of goat farms around the U.S. that already produce really high-quality powdered milk that's almost as good as human milk for babies that's made from goat milk. In fact, with my five-year-old daughter now, when she was born, after about 6 months, my wife couldn't produce milk anymore for some reason. We had to order from Germany top-rated goat powdered formula, because if you don't live near one of these farmers, they're not allowed to sell it to you. And that's what was in the news last week. Just a small example of how Biden was working to block U.S. development and domestic use, but also export of powdered goat milk to Europe, but he allows the goat milk in from Europe. This is all part of keeping their foot on our neck. And again, it's just a very small piece of this whole situation, but why can't American farmers produce milk, have it turned into powder that's safely stored, safely transferred to take care of children? Instead, we've seen USA Today articles and other publications come out and say that women should just stop having babies and then there wouldn't be a milk shortage or there wouldn't be a formula shortage. Again, they want to cut off the resources so you don't have money to get married, don't have money to raise children, don't have money to live a good life, because they're greedy globalist bastards that want to depopulate you and your family. They are out to get you. And people have to understand that this is a conscious globalist operation. I know most of this audience understands that, but everybody else tuning in for the first time need to get through your head. When you pretend the Democrats care about you, or you pretend the big corporations care about you, when you pretend all of this, or that the left's going to save you, you're a fool. You are being targeted by the globalists, period. And only till we wake up to that and say no do we have any chance of stopping it. And finally in this segment, I want to play a clip, because he's been recently out giving more speeches saying the same thing, of the UN World Food Chief saying, quote, hell on earth is going to be released if we don't give the UN tens of billions of dollars more. When, again, the same organization ordered the lockdowns, carried out the lockdowns worldwide, directed the media censorship of therapeutic treatments, pushed the poison shots, and now the very group that executed this, that I warned you almost 3 years ago this would happen, is posing as our savior. Here he is.
We're facing a food pricing problem in 2022 that's creating havoc around the world. Well, if we don't get on top of this thing quickly, and I don't mean next year, I mean this year, you will have a food availability problem in 2023, and that's going to be hell on earth. We're looking at $11 billion shortfall of food production inside Africa alone. The world produces enough food to feed everybody on the planet, over 7.7 billion people. 50% of that food is because of fertilizer.
They are literally starving the planet to death. And as the third world collapses, they're organizing the survivors to invade the United States, and they call them, quote, migrants. This is a tried and true plan. And we see people with Stockholm Syndrome going along with the system, even though deep down they know it's destroying them. Now we're going to go to break. Owen Troyer's going to take over. Hotep Jesus is coming up, and so much more. This is a big broadcast today. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And just remember, the enemy is working around the clock to censor and suppress and block this information. So please share the live feed from InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. Take the archive videos. Take the most important articles and share them, because the public is waking up and ready for the truth. We'll be right back. Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We had the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Desperate to stop tyranny. Putting everything on the line. Betting everything against tyranny. It's InfoWars still live here on the air. And we're back live in the InfoWars world headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer squeezing in a little host time today. In between my two court dates. It's fun. I will have an update on that later today on the War Room, update on my legal situation, just FYI. But I want to get into some news here, importantly. I've got two segments to do this.
And then we're going to be going to maybe one of, I mean, with every interview, you could say every new interview is Alex's best interview, because every day that goes by, the Alex Jones was right jar continues to overflow. And it's great to see so many people now. And I still think the numbers are too low, but you are seeing a lot of people covering the Alex Jones story, coming to the defense of Alex Jones' right to speak. It's still not enough, but to those that do, we salute them. And so one of them was Jack Posobiec, and he had an hour-long or just shy of an hour-long interview with Alex Jones, and we are going to air that coming up in the second hour today, Jack Posobiec and Alex Jones. And then we're going to have two great guest hosts, or even three, actually. I know Hotep Jesus, I know Eliza Blue, and I think maybe some others as well, as I'm going to have to leave here and get back to a second court date that I have today. So that's what's coming up. Alex Jones, Jack Posobiec, hour number two. Eliza Blue, Hotep Jesus, other great guests, hours three and four. And in the meantime, though, it's good that Alex is calling in and talking, especially in the first hour, because what happens when Alex is gone is the viewership goes down, obviously, and then the financial support drops dramatically as well. Now, it hasn't been as dramatic as it normally is, and that's given Alex a little peace of mind, a little peace of heart. And we worked out some other financial stuff that was going on with some banking issues and stuff. We were able to work out that earlier today, too. And so that's all good news. But you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com is what keeps us on air. I know you know this. We hate to be redundant, but that's just the way it is. You need to know that so that you understand, oh, well, if InfoWars is going to be trying to take off, they're going to try to take InfoWars off there, what can I do to help? Well, that's what you can do to help. But we have great supplements. I can tell you how great the supplements are. But I don't even have to. The callers call in and tell you how great the supplements are. When we open up the phone lines, we don't even plan it that way. That's just how it goes down. But I'm a regular user of the supplements myself. In fact, I do either Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra, the extremely effective nootropic, every day before I go on air, whether it's for a 7-hour, 2-hour, 2-show day, or just 30 minutes of hosting here today, or I got court or whatever. Trust me, you got a big exam, you got a big test, you got a big project, you got a big deal at work, a big presentation, what have you. It's better than any other pharmaceutical drug that they'll tell you is good for mental focus, mental clarity, mental energy. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. And guys, either bring me that other story or I'm going to try to remember to mention it. I'll just write it down. But I've got... This is every day a stack of news of people dying from heart attacks that shouldn't be dying from heart attacks. And we know the number one side effect of the COVID-19 vaccine is the cardiac arrest, the myocarditis. Most people I talk to that know somebody, that have taken the vaccine, if they know somebody that has been injured, it's about, if you know 10 people that have taken it, you probably know one. It's almost always a heart problem, and they have to have, you know, the rest of their life on blood thinners or something like that. Sometimes even surgeries, more rarely, but still frequent, the neurological problems. But it's almost always the heart problems, and it's the blood clots, which aren't even blood clots. Morticians, doctors that are discovering these things, and almost every body that they get now, they have these clots that are being called fiber clots or tissue clots, because they're not actually blood clots. They're something inorganic to the blood vessels. So it's obviously being caused by the vaccine. We can have a debate on this, and we should, but it's pretty obvious that that is the case. People can wait another 2 years to admit that's the case if that's how they want to be, but that is the deal. And so here's the list, sadly, today. WWE icon Kevin Nash reveals his son Tristan's cause of death, cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest. Leslie Jordan killed in car crash after suffering medical emergency. Has a medical emergency, driving his car, crashes into a building, and passes. And he's on record promoting the vaccine. Now, Kevin Nash is promoting leftist propaganda all the time. And I wouldn't be surprised if he and his son have been vaccinated. I don't know if there's public record of that. There is public record of Leslie Jordan. Suffolk Gen X radio presenter Tim Goh dies on air. Has a heart attack while on air. Heart attack while on air. Ash Carter, defense chief, former defense chief, rather, dies, 68. Heart attack. And I'm sure he was a good Democrat and got his vaccine as well. Megyn Kelly announces sudden death of her sister. Died of a heart attack, age 58. So there's your list of unexpected dies suddenly, heart attacks where they shouldn't be happening, some of which we know were vaccinated, others, well, you can either assume it or not assume it, but there it is. And so these stacks pile up on my desk every day. It's young children, it's young athletes, it's people middle-aged, it's women having heart attacks, healthy men having heart attacks. And I mean, that's the thing is, I could just sit here and I could compile all the news I've covered on this alone, and it would be stacked so high, I could hide behind it like Daryl Brooks in a courtroom. But okay, so how ironic is this in the New York Times today? Exercise may enhance the effects of a COVID or flu shot. Wow. Oh, exercise will enhance the effects of a COVID or flu shot. Now, what do they actually mean? Is there a science there? Is there some sort of a science that says if you exercise, the vaccines will be more effective? No. They're saying if you're healthy and you have a strong immune system, then your body will be more resistant to getting a flu or COVID. Oh, you don't say. But see, they tie it into the vaccines because they got to promote the vaccines. So they can't just say, hey, being healthy, being in good health, having a strong immune system will help you resist getting sick. No, they have to say that plus, but it's got to be the vaccine. No, exercising, being healthy, being in good shape, not being overweight, not being obese will help you avoid getting sick. And we already knew that, but see, now it's, oh, it's the vaccine plus the exercise. It's not the exercise and then maybe plus some form of medicine. No, it's get the medicine and then exercise. No, it's exercise and then it's exercise again. And quite frankly, avoid the vaccines. But good news in New York. New York Supreme Court reinstates all employees fired for being unvaccinated and orders back pay. Huge victory for those brave heroes that were able to stave off all the social pressure and cultural pressure to get that injection. But still now, we heard in Boston, they made a COVID virus, kills 80% of humans, they claim. Now right across the street in Maryland, lab in Maryland plans to create hybrid monkeypox strain, more contagious and lethal. Oh, don't
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Explain something before I get into the content of this segment, and that's I look for logical consistency, and when I see illogic, I attack it, and when I see logical inconsistency, I attack it. And so that is the real issue to me in regards to the Kanye West Ye saga that is ongoing. All I see is illogic and logical inconsistencies in this story, and that's what bothers me. I don't know Kanye West. I've never been anti-Semitic, so I don't have a personal interest in this saga other than I resent illogic, and I resent logical inconsistencies. So let me explain what I'm talking about here. Now, it is ironic, I think we understand now, when Kanye West said, who invented cancel culture, he's expecting the answer to be Jewish people. That's why he posed that question. Now, that's the assumption that people took, considering he's now labeled the top anti-Semite now. But then what happened? a bunch of rich and powerful Jewish people called to cancel Kanye West. So did that prove he was right or not? For example, Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel, one of the most influential people in Hollywood, has called on all companies to cut business ties with Kanye West, including Apple, Spotify, and Adidas. And now those companies are indeed cutting ties with Kanye West. He gets dropped by his talent agency. He gets dropped by his law firms that have been representing him. And now he gets dropped from Adidas. Now, Adidas was kind of holding out, but their stock tanked in the last 48 hours. And I think that that's really what led to the statement, is their stock tanking. So you might ask, well, who sold the stock? Who forced that stock down to get Adidas to cut those ties? But see, it's never enough. Here's Democrat propaganda agent Tyler Cohen. It's too late for Adidas now. Kanye basically said he can spew anti-Semitic vile and Adidas won't do anything. And Adidas literally did nothing. Except they did. They've now dropped him. So it's never enough. It's never enough for the cancel culture people. It's never enough. Once they demonized you and made you the bad guy, even when you abide by what they want, it's never enough. But okay. So that's just some of the latest as far as the news is concerned. Now let's get into where my issues lie. That is the logical inconsistencies or the illogic in regards to all of this news. Here's a couple headlines for you. Why is it so hard for white people to talk about race? A conversation with white fragility author Robin DiAngelo, speaking at BU Monday. So again, it's mainstream to be anti-white. It's mainstream to call out white people. You can write books about how white people are bad. They make the New York Times bestseller list. You can do speaking tours about how white people are bad and get invited to speak at colleges. And that is all fine and good. How about this from ABC News? America's national parks face existential crisis over race. What's the problem? Too many whites. An entire story from ABC News. Too many white people. And of course, white people are inherently bad. And it all goes back down or up the vine, whatever you want to say, to white supremacy and systemic racism by white people. So see, that's all fine and good. You can say white supremacy. You can say white people bad, white people influence bad, all fine and good. Here's mainstream media talk show host Andy Cohen. Yes, I am racist. I hate white people. So there you go. Did he ever lose a job? Did he ever get canceled from any of his talk shows? Did he ever get banned on social media? No. And by the way, I don't think he should be. If you want to hate white people, fine. Jemele Hill, untalented, unworthy sports commentator. Powerful white folks will gladly screw over their own as long as it screws us black folks even more. Powerful white folks? What powerful white folks is she talking about? What powerful white folks? She's certainly not talking about Jewish people, right? Because that would be anti-Semitic. Ah, and now you see the logical inconsistency. So if Kanye West comes out and criticizes white people, then everything is perfectly fine. No problem at all. Won't be canceled. Won't be censored. Won't be debanked. Won't be deplatformed. Won't lose all of his stuff. But if Kanye West calls out white people that are Jewish, then he loses everything. He's an anti-Semite. He's the bad guy. He's the worst person ever. And so I don't know how much premeditation Kanye did before all of this. But I mean, in hindsight, you would say Kanye really could have won this culture war if he would just have named names and never said anything about the Jewish faith. And if he just would have named the names of the influential people in media, in Hollywood, in the music and entertainment industry, and he just would have said names and never said anything about Jewish people, then would that have been okay? And if he would have said that these are white people, so you can say white people are bad, white people are too influential, that's okay. But if you say Jewish people that are white are bad, or Kanye didn't even say they're bad. He just said they're influential. So if you say white people are bad, that's okay. If you say white people that happen to be Jewish are influential, then you're anti-Semitic. So that is a logical inconsistency. That rubs me the wrong way. I don't like logical inconsistencies. Now, here's, again, perfectly acceptable. This is how black people talk about white people. Not all black people, by the way. These are mostly just liberals. You'll notice the big problem here is the American left. That's the big problem here. They're always the ones causing the problems here. So here you go again. You're perfectly allowed to say this about the new Wakanda Forever movie. The Black Panther got famous. I guess it was like an all-black cast, promoted as a black hero, and so made major box office gains, even though the movie sucked. This next one is going to be a total flop because the first one was bad. But, oh, here's a black woman's take on white people going to see Wakanda Forever. What do you think about this in clip two?
No woman, no crime. This message is to all our would-be accomplices and white allies. This message is to all the white people who have BLM in their bio. If you really want to prove to black people that you love us and you care about us and you are down for the cause, do not go see that movie opening weekend. You buy your ticket, you give it to a black person or a black family who can't afford to go, and then you go sit at that theater in front of the doors. You make sure that every black person in that theater can enjoy that movie in peace. You make sure that you use your body to block us from anybody who would be coming in that theater to do us harm. That is your job.
As if that's even a thing.
You can go see it on another weekend. Go
so
see it on
fine.
The second
so
and third weekend.
Oh, yes, because white people committing crimes against black people is the big phenomenon in this country. Of course, we all know that's not the case. But, oh, yes, give your money to black people to prove you're not a racist. And don't go see the movie opening weekend because you're inherently bad for being white. So that's perfectly fine. By the way, I wonder what movie houses produced that film. Boy, I hope they aren't white people. And certainly they wouldn't be Jewish people that are profiting off of black entertainment and culture. Certainly that wouldn't be the case because Kanye West is wrong for saying that. So that can't be going on. But see, okay, again, it's the inconsistencies that bother me. It's kind of like the inconsistencies with, oh, blackface is bad, cultural appropriation is bad, but, oh, men pretending to be women is a good thing. It's the same thing. Oh, we can't have Halloween anymore, cultural appropriation is bad. Oh, a white person can't wear blackface because that's racist and that's bad. But a man can pretend to be a woman and that's good. And how does this all get covered up? What is it that they hide behind to do all of this stuff? It's, oh, LGBTQ. So, oh, it's man dressing as a woman. Well, that's not sexist. That's LGBTQ. Oh, men dressing as women to get access to children. Oh, that's gay pride. Oh, see? And so where does this whole Kanye West thing lead? I think right here, folks. And this is an old talking point brought back from about a year or two ago. Anyone saying globalist as a term of abuse is using an anti-Semitic slur and shouldn't be invited to appear on radio/TV in any capacity. That's from Sam Friedman. And there it really is, folks. There it really is. It's creating a victim class, putting them above you, making them above reproach, beyond reproach. And then if you say anything about them, well, then now that's homophobic or that's racist or that's anti-Semitic. And so now they say you can't say globalist. Because that's anti-Semitic. They already tried that talking point a year or two ago. It didn't work then. And it's not going to work now, even with all the Kanye West noise behind it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.